There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, let's go outside, and letting whatever happens from then happen. It gives your children especially an opportunity to do some self-determination. They are continually being told what to do and how to do it. And so if you go outside and go outside with them, it opens up the possibilities for them, and we can do what we in our field talk about as child-directed play.
A Kansas State University child development specialist says children benefit both physically and mentally from spending time outdoors with parents and other kids. On today's Sound Living, letting nature be the classroom. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Children learn through play. K-State Research and Extension Child Development Specialist Branford Wiles says that being outdoors in nature provides children with a variety of ways to play and learn. Branford, as the weather continues to improve and the days get longer and the kids want to be outside, that's an opportunity that parents should take advantage of because there's a lot of benefits to getting outdoors.
Oh, yeah. So many benefits, both for adults and children and for adults and children together. Not only do we just respond better mentally and physically to fresh air, but, you know, typically it involves some movement. It's always a great opportunity to learn with and from each other. And it presents this great opportunity to both engage yourself physically through physical activity and being outdoors, but also mentally. There are all kinds of really cool things happening. You know, trees are growing, plants are not being dormant anymore, insects and other parts of our natural environment are starting to emerge. So it's a really good opportunity to spend time with your family outside, just having a good time.
A lot of ways to be creative as well. That's kind of part of this is you get out there and you maybe don't even have anything planned, anything in mind, but the kids just seem to find a way to come up with things to do.
Absolutely. I think some of the best advice I can ever impart to anyone is there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, let's go outside, and letting whatever happens from then happen. It gives your children especially an opportunity to do some self-determination. They are continually being told what to do and how to do it. And so if you go outside and go outside with them, it opens up the possibilities for them. And we can do what we in our field talk about as child-directed play. They get to choose. They get to decide what it is they're going to do. And that's really empowering for children. I mean, if you think about all of the rules that we essentially enforce on them, when to go to bed, when to eat, when to go to school, when to come home from school, you know, all of the things that we impose upon them, they don't really get a whole lot of ability to determine what it is they're going to do. And so when we turn them loose and we're with them outside, hey, they can do just about anything. I mean, you know, within reason, you can't throw sand in your sister's face and those kinds of things. But it really is kind of the world is your oyster. And I talked a little bit about nature before. Nature doesn't mean being in the woods in isolation. Nature is all around us, everywhere. We are part of it. So it doesn't mean that we have to be in some primitive environment. It just simply means that we need to be outside and enjoying the things that make outside cool.
I know Manhattan has a lot of linear trails, and there are most of those go behind someone's house, and you see in their backyard and all of the different vegetables and fruits and plants and things that they have growing. And really just going out on a walk in general is a great way to not only talk to one another, but really experience your own community.
That's exactly right. And it does build a good sense of community when your neighbors see you walking by and you see your neighbors as you're walking by. And, you know, one of the interesting things that we've learned through public health literature is really around the walkability of different areas and how important walkability can be in physical and mental health. So I, for a very long time, thought of physical activity as exercise, having to do some sport, right? Some actual athletic endeavor. And there's this really cool body of literature and in fact, a field of study in public health that is really around just physical activity, which is the activities that we do on a daily basis that involve moving our bodies. So for those of you out there who have young children, think about all the times that you're lifting and running after and putting down and, you know, walking to the mailbox and back. And all of these things add up. It's really a matter of how intentional we are. And walkability is a really important part of our ability to get this everyday physical activity, which has been shown to have tremendous benefits for heart health, for our memories, for cognitive functioning, and mental health. And so we don't need to think of being outside as exercise or physical activity, even more importantly, as exercise. It's just being out there. It's doing stuff. I imagine it's been a while, but the last time you raked your lawn, I imagine it felt a lot like work. So, you know, that's physical activity. It's not exercise, but it's a really nice approximation of walking. Burns calories. It's really good for you. And as we've talked about many, many times with regard to children, you're modeling healthy behaviors. I cannot emphasize that enough. The more that you do the things that your children will see as healthy and enjoyable, the more that they will want to do them with you, and they will continue to do those things as they grow.
You mentioned mental health a couple of times. In regard to young children, is that really just something that maybe is more of a stress reliever?
Certainly there is that component. But one of the things that I think is really important is to keep in mind that play is the work of early childhood. So for children, they're completely learning about their worlds almost exclusively through play. With it physically, right? Even if there's no other peer, they're still learning cause and effect and understanding what happens if I do this, right? If I throw a bunch of dirt up in the air and then I look up at it, well, you know, odds are high that I'm going to end up with dirt in my eye, right? So, you know, they're learning about that. And so that's, you know, part of that growing. The more that they're allowed to explore, the more that they have, again, that ability for self-determination, that builds up their self-esteem. And through doing different activities, any of the things that we do, throwing rocks or drawing in the mud or whatever it is, we build self-efficacy, which is, you know, just our belief in ourselves to make things happen, which all feed into that mental health component. So, yes, there's always the, you know, get some energy out, right? That's a shorter term effect, high value shorter term effect. But the longer term effect is very much about increasing that self-efficacy, increasing their ability to make sense of what they can and can't do. And, you know, some of the things that we do outside, you learn to live with frustration, right? That's an important part of growing up. And what we know is that children who get experiences in managing frustration from an early age and learn the skills around that end up being much healthier mentally going forward. I imagine you have seen people who just have a really hard time when things don't go their way. One of those places that you learn how to handle those things is in childhood. And so it's just got this really tremendous synergistic way of bringing a bunch of disparate elements of human development all together into one environment. And it doesn't necessarily have to be outside, but it really helps because of the widened opportunities. Inside, don't throw that, it'll break. Stop, don't get so close to your brother, right? You know, mom, she's breathing my air, you know, those kinds of things, right? So outdoors, it really widens those possibilities and allows for a little bit more of that physical activity.
You kind of got me to think about the playground as you were talking about the frustrations and children working things out. That's part of that when you hit the playground and you're having to interact with others and use equipment and take turns and things like that. But you often see the children out doing things, but the parents are way off to the side, either standing there talking or looking at their watch. The parents need to be involved. If you take the kids to the playground, you really ought to be involved.
To a degree, you want to certainly participate with them so that they know that you're engaged and involved and that you want to be there with them, right? It's one thing to take your children to the playground. It's another thing to go to the playground with your children. Taking them implies that you're just going to basically drop them off and do as you described. Going with them involves being engaged with them. Now, you want to be engaged with them, but not to the exclusion of their ability to build those skills that we talked about, those problem-solving skills and, you know, managing their emotions, right? That's okay. Plus, you know, sometimes parents just need a little bit of time to hang out with other parents and really talk about their parenting journeys. And that's okay, too. What I would really encourage is a mix of being engaged with your kids, because you're generally going to walk back, or if you had to drive to the playground, you know, you'll have some opportunity to debrief. But you want them to know that you're there and that you'll play with them. But you also, you know, again, want to help them develop their independence. Part of growing up is learning to navigate those different personalities, environments. And so being there with them also provides that ongoing attachment relationship that's really important as we go through, which is, you know, parent is there for a secure base. If the child encounters something that's too much, they can always go to their parent. And that's really, really important.
I always think about, you know, teaching without teaching. And as part of that, I'm thinking, if there are a lot of birds in your neighborhood, maybe you take the binoculars along with you on a walk, or maybe you take a bird book and see if you can find a couple of these, because we have a lot of different birds in Kansas. I can tell you that because my wife really likes birds. So that's something you could do, or hunt for rocks, or turn it into more of an adventure, kind of a, I don't know, a treasure hunt maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about gamifying, right? You're essentially applying game theory to everything that you do. And that's awesome. And so, yeah, like there are rocks all over. Even in the middle of our paved streets, you will find pebbles. Birds, absolutely. Different types of plants. It's really, really cool to engage in that natural environment without making it a thing. Like you don't have to say, and this is an igneous rock, and, you know, it was formed in the, you know, Mesozoic era by, you know, that's not interesting. And all of these things are open to that developmental age of a child, right? Like they're not going to care about whether it's a blue spruce or a sugar pine, but they are going to care about the different shapes of the pine cones.
And I guess we should point out, just because these children are young, this is not something that has to be an all-day activity. It doesn't have to be a 20-mile hike. It can be, what, 15, 30 minutes, 45 minutes?
I would encourage our listeners to take their children for a 20-mile hike and report back to me.
Send your hate mail, too.
Yes, exactly. No, do not do that. You know, it really depends on what you're doing and where you are. So outdoors at your own house, in your yard, as long as you want. You know, the advantage there is the toilet's there, the resources are there, no problem. If you go, prepare. Prepare a change of clothes. I have learned that the hard way. Bring fluids. If you are driving, you know, it's always good practice to have a first aid kit with you. But, you know, I really recommend letting the children kind of tell you when it's time to go and be ready to give warnings. That's a really important part of any activity that we do. Children really like predictability. In fact, humans like predictability. Children like it in a little bit smaller but more frequent doses. So giving them the 5-minute warning can be really helpful. When you're thinking about planning your time out, be flexible. Let your children direct some of it. Again, getting to that independence and that growth, including them in that decision-making, can be good. But set expectations before you go. When dad says it's time to go, that means it's time to go. You know, dad will give you a 5-minute warning. If dad forgets to give you a 5-minute warning, well, then I got to tell you, hey, parents, that's your fault. You owe them 5 minutes. You're going to be 5 minutes late for whatever it is because, again, they need that time, that expectation time. Our early childhood research indicates very clearly that the more you allow children to understand what to expect, the more they will respond to those expectations in really positive ways. And so the more that you can implement that, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, one of the things I love is that being outside is almost its own reward. We all generally feel a little bit better. Yes, the sun will take your energy out of you. Be responsible in the clothing you wear, the sunscreen you wear, the time of day that you're out. But at the end of the day, it's just great being outside and playing with your kids and letting them play, you know, either on their own or with siblings or with peers. What's not to love?
That's K-State Research and Extension Child Development Specialist Bradford Wiles. More information on child development is available at county and district extension offices and on the extension website, ksre.ksu.edu. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. And this is the K-State Radio Network.